So last week we looked and thought about what it meant to be Christ's ambassador here. And we're continuing our mission-shaped living here as we look at the theme of being sent. Our reading starts here at the Lake of Gennesaret, which is the Sea of Galilee. This was just another ordinary day for the fishermen there. After working a long night, I don't know if you've ever worked a night shift or maybe been up all night, and then as day comes back round, you think, oh, here's the sunrise again, here we go again. And your body becomes slightly heavier and your brain slightly more sluggish. And these fishermen are here doing this monotonous task of repairing their nets and preparing it for another round. And it's at this time that Jesus, teaching on the lakeshore, uses Simon Peter's boat as a teaching platform and a bench. After Jesus had finished teaching, however long that might have taken, he then has another task for Simon. He says, put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Simon, after his long night and what might have seemed like a longer morning, does not shy from saying what he thinks. And that haziness of thought and that slight decrease in brain to verbal speaking filter seems to have certainly decreased, a theme that will continue for Simon throughout his time with Jesus. And he says, Master, we worked hard all night and we've caught nothing. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. We know what happens next, as the nets miraculously teem and overflow with fish. Yet it's Simon's response to this that we sometimes skip over. Following these nets overflowing with fish and this bountiful harvest, he falls at Jesus' knees and said, go away from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man. Yet Jesus is not put off by Simon and tells him, you will fish for people from now on for me. Jesus calls his followers from every walk of life and sends them on his mission to tell the world about God's good news. And it's here by this shoreline that Jesus calls four of his disciples from among the fishermen. Certainly not your typical followers for a Jewish rabbi who might usually have gone around the synagogue choosing the most promising and well-educated of students from there. Yet their intellect and their CV is not why Jesus has chosen them. He chooses them personally and calls them by name. He even chooses a tax collector, a complete outcast of his people. So Jesus calls them personally to follow him and sets them on his mission. And it is God who has qualified them for this work and not themselves. After this personal calling of his followers, he then sets a universal call for them to tell the whole world of his good news. In Matthew 28, verse 16, then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, this is after the resurrection, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. And it is this command, this great commission that sends us out today. It's this order that we look to complete as Christ's ambassadors here on earth, as we look to represent him in every part of our life. So Jesus calls his followers from every walk of life and sends all of them on this mission to tell the world about his good news. This mission is for all of Jesus' followers, and it's God who qualifies us for it. But God also calls in another way. We talked about it a bit there as we look at pathway stage three, about finding your shape, finding your special calling that God has for you. And sometimes he has a particular role for you in building up his kingdom. We can see that with Paul the Apostle as he takes God's word to the non-Jewish people for the early church, building up the early church. We see it with Jonah the prophet as he's sent to Nineveh to tell God's word to them. We see this with Kenneth as he's sent here to Ireland and here to Bangor Parish Church with his family. We see this with other members of our church as they fulfill God's shape and their role in his family. Sometimes that's looking after the most vulnerable members of our church family. Sometimes it's going overseas as a missionary. God can specially call and send us in particular ways. It's our job as a church to help each other in these things. It might have seemed like a long, fruitless night for you at the moment. You might not feel equipped for the mission. Yet it's exactly you who Jesus is drawing nearer to now. You, like Simon, might say, "Lord, I am a sinner. I'm not a theologian. I'm too busy. I'm too tired. I'm too unwell." But Jesus is in the business of transformation. He takes what little we have and brings about the most amazing harvest from it. Not a worldly result which can be lost or destroyed, but the kingdom of God's heavenly, beautiful, exquisite harvest. This is a transformation that happens when we are called and sent on God's mission. And we have this comparison here. Simon Peter, he's been on his mission overnight to catch fish. A good thing to do, good, important to feed people and for us to have food. But we see how his net is empty. We see the futility of what he has done. We see that it has come and it has gone and he is left with nothing. Yet when he casts out his net for Jesus, it overflows with fish. It overflows with this bountiful harvest. And Jesus gives him purpose and significance and eternal satisfaction that will come from his work building up Jesus' kingdom and doing God's work. And as we draw nearer to God, he continues to send us, to push us on, for us to carry on running the race which he has called us to. Yet this is not some distant God, some sort of autocratic God who sets us impossible tasks, who weighs us down with things that we can never achieve. Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Simon felt like he had the weight of the world on him. Empty nets, no food, no sleep, not significantly educated, little prospects in life, otherwise occupied and busy with his work. Yet Jesus saw the rock that he would build his church on and commissions him to follow him. And Jesus says, "My yoke is easy and light." This was probably a comparison to the Pharisees at the time, who added extra laws upon laws upon laws for God's people to follow. Yet Jesus taught of God's mercy and God's kingdom, about turning to God with your whole heart and following him. And today, our society teaches us we must do more and more and more for fulfillment, more and more and more to be successful. You must have a full, happy family life. You must have a great romantic relationship. You must be the best you that you can be, and you've got to be true to yourself. And you've got to do all these things, and you've got to succeed. Otherwise, it's a waste. But things don't work out. We don't get the job we wanted. The relationship breaks down. the illness comes, the addiction causes us to stumble, the mental health problem closes us in, and the dream of success that our society calls us to is an impossible mountain that can be snatched away from us at any time. Jesus calls us to walk away from a life of empty nets and fruitless chasings, and sends us on his mission. He sends us on his mission where we will not waste our work, because he promises that whenever we go forth with his word, that fruit will come from that. And today God sends us on his mission to Bangor, to Northern Ireland, to the world. And we might feel inadequate, but that's because we have to trust in God's power. We might think our mistakes discount us, but it's God who does the transforming work in us as we turn to him. We might feel that we're not equipped, but it is God who qualifies us and his Holy Spirit that gives us what we need. And it is God who brings about the fruit of this work. Jesus says, "Come to me. Let me guide you. Take my yoke. Let me take control. It is easy and light because I have overcome the world." And it is Jesus who has done this, and now we must follow him where he sends us. So maybe today, Jesus is calling you to follow him for the first time. Or maybe today, Jesus is calling you to send you out on his mission. Respond to him and open yourselves up to him. Or maybe today Jesus is reminding you of something that he has placed in your heart a long time ago, which has lain dormant and you've not taken action over. And that special calling which God has for you has been lying there like a dream which you dare not to touch. But maybe today is the day that God is reminding you of that and saying, "Trust in me, I will qualify you for this work." Come afresh and encounter Jesus. Be filled with his Holy Spirit. Because it's God's work in our weakness that will do this. So Jesus calls his followers from every walk of life and sends all of them on his mission to tell the world about his good news. And this mission is for all of us. Let's do it. Let's pray.